I brush my teeth before every record. Do you?
No.
Interesting. Okay, well, speaking of toothpaste, shall we welcome everyone to the pod?
Let's do it.
Hello and welcome to Soul Sisters. I'm Claire Solon.
And I'm Georgie Crawford, also sometimes known as the Colgate Sisters, because we are delighted that this season of Soul Sisters is brought to you by our favourite toothpaste, Colgate Max White Ultra. Unlike regular whitening toothpaste that only removes surface stains, Colgate Max White Ultra's unique formula goes beyond the surface to remove deep stains and deeply whiten your teeth in just 3 days.
Three days. Colgate Max White Ultra's whitening technology has been backed by science and dental professionals as a product that actually works. It helps you feel radiant, confident and empowered in those important life moments where you want to smile like you mean it.
Do you know what? So I was over in Tbilisi and obviously I was smiling everywhere I went because it was one of the happiest times of my life. There is literally, I would say, 4 chemists on every block in Tbilisi, and in every chemist there's a full wall of Colgate.
Is there? So it's like the biggest toothpaste brand in Georgia.
Absolutely. So there's Colgate everywhere. And you know what? It actually kind of made me feel a little bit less homesick because every time I saw it, I thought of you and I thought of the Soul Sisters, and it was just like a little hug every time.
Lovely. Did you bring any home or have you already got a big stash?
You know what? I'm going to have to build an extension or at least get another dresser for my bathroom to fill with Colgate products, because I do turn them over quite quickly because I give them to, you know, there's one for everyone in the audience.
Absolutely.
When they come to my house.
Love that. Listen, from Tbilisi to Dublin, you're back in your gaff. Tell me, what was the journey home like?
Oh, the journey home was so many. Well, first of all, we packed for 10 hours, I'd say, to get out of our apartment in Georgia. What? We literally had nothing to do for 2 weeks after my mum and Joe left and left all of our packing to the last day. I was sweating. Like, we were throwing stuff out because we couldn't fit it all in. Like, Pia woke up in the middle of the night to go to the airport. I was like, right, your pajamas are going in the bin, which is so bad because we were stuffed. We had 8 suitcases.
Is it the case in life that, you know, you pick up more, don't you? You don't end up shedding anything. You actually end up picking up more stuff. So you filled those 8 suitcases and had to bring them all home.
Yeah, so we had 8 bags and we went to the airport a little bit. Was I nervous in the airport? Yeah, I was a bit nervous in the airport because Tali had an emergency passport. Obviously, this is so new for us. And passport control did take a little bit longer than usual. You know, there was a lot of documents they were checking, which is obviously great for security reasons and protection of children in the world. But I was a little bit... Do you know what? I came home and I think I dropped my shoulders for the first time in a month and I didn't even realize that my shoulders were so far up. It's hard to believe that she's here and we're home and we're just counting our blessings every single day. But you will remember on the last season of Soul Sisters when I was talking about like painting and sorting out my house and, you know, nesting. Well, I didn't actually get around to doing any of that stuff before I left. So Jamie's sister Julie has this gorgeous business where she, it's like affordable interior design. So she draws up your living room or whatever space you're trying to improve, gives you a shopping list, like creates a mood board, and then you go off and you get it for yourself. I'll link her business in the show notes. So she did it all up for us and handed it over to us. And then we went out to Shanley Interiors and we're getting all the bits, but like, obviously it takes a while. But I gave away a lot of our stuff to encourage me to get the finger out. So now we have this tiny couch. couch. So we gave away our big couch.
What? You gave away the couch?
Gave away the couch. We have this tiny two-seater couch and we've been sitting on it for like obviously all this week, but then a month before we left as well. We're so close together on this couch. I said to Jamie the other day, I was like, I feel like we're sitting upstairs on a bus. You know, when you're like squashed. It's the worst thing ever, Claire. I can't even just sit and hold my baby in like comfort in my home this week.
And you've got a wooden floor as well. So it's not even a case you can take to the carpet.
Threw out the rug.
Oh, now, listen, do you not think that was very hasty? That's a kind of a Claire Solon thing to do. Do you know what? Oh. I'm going to get myself some new furniture. So what I'm going to do before the new furniture arrives is get rid of all of the furniture that exists. Like, what?
See, I had to do that in order for me to actually progress, because if I had my furniture, I just wouldn't have bothered getting around to Julie's shopping list. I wouldn't have went out to Aileen Shanley. Like, I'd be stuck. So I had to take drastic action, but now I have nothing.
So do you think you could just ring Julie up and go, listen, any chance you could actually do it for me? I know that's not what you offer as a service, but as a sister-in-law, do a gal a favour and get her a couch.
Well, Aileen has taken me under her wing and is coming out to the house to like put a rocket up my arse basically and sort me out.
Put a rocket up your arse and a couch under your bum.
Yeah, please, Jesus. A big couch so that me and Jamie aren't like shoulder to shoulder on the couch. Like sometimes I just have to go to bed because I'm like, I just can't sit here.
Shoulder to shoulder, we'll answer Georgie's call. Yeah, fair enough. Go watch telly in bed.
So enough about, well, now I suppose I have chair gate as well.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, somebody was criticizing my chair. Sounds like you could really do with a wicker chair in your living room right now.
Well, listen, if you're calling over for a cup of tea, just bring a chair with you. There's nowhere to sit.
Exactly.
Actually, what's so funny is my other sister-in-law, Jean, came up the day before we were leaving and we had all the suitcases packed. People were coming up the day you were here.
Yeah.
And every time someone comes into the house now, I'm like, oh, sorry, I've got no furniture. Like I sent it to the apartment. And Jean was like, oh my God, you shipped it all the way to Tbilisi, did you? And I was like, no, Jean, I didn't ship my all my furniture to the Airbnb I rented for a month.
You need, like what? You need your creature comforts, even in Georgia.
Yeah. Oh, so come here, enough about that. How was your week? How are you?
Well, do you know what? Like, it's funny that you're slightly irritated. Now, it's interesting that you're a little bit irritable since you got back, because that's how I would class my week, actually. I've just gone, I was just irritated.
Do you have your period?
It arrived 15 days late.
Interesting. This week?
Yeah.
I find like 2 days before I get my period, like everything is so annoying to me.
Yes. And so that was it. It was actually World Menopause Day this week, which was ironic because I was thinking to myself, whoa, like, am I ever going to get a period again? And then probably on World Menopause Day, my period arrived. It's like, oh, still in it, still here. Thanks very much. But the irritation peaked when I was in the dry cleaners. Now, I went off piste and decided to go to the dry cleaner by the tube station and not my pal around the corner. And I brought in a beautiful yellow polo neck that I might go as far as to say the jewel in my knitwear crown for the change of season. And I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get ahead of the game here. I'm going to get that yellow polo neck and get it cleaned. So, and it conveniently, you know, just go to the tube and then pick it up on the way home. Anyway, went in. The lady looked a little bit flustered when she saw my ticket. And she said, and she started talking really fast. And she had my polo neck hanging over in like the naughty corner, you know, like not with everything else that's plasticked up and waiting for their owners to arrive. My yellow polo neck was like, over in the corner. So she brings it over and she's like, there's dye all over it. There's ink, there's blue dye all over it. I said, oh, what happened to it? And she said, oh no. Oh, you see, what was wrong with it was there must have been a dot of blue ink on it. And when we dry cleaned it, that spattered across the front of the yellow polo neck. And now she can't get it off. So, you know what? I think probably in years gone by would have had a good old fashioned row with her about that now. I would have been like, listen here, are you trying to tell me that it's my fault? I just said I was so beaten down. It was a windy, wet evening. I was so beaten down by the world by that stage. I just went, okay. And she continued to talk at pace at me. And I said, okay, again. And she said, I'm going to give it a second try. So take your ticket and then I'll call you if we've had any success. Needless to say, no phone call. So what do be the lessons there now, do you think?
There's so many.
I think what I shouldn't have done is veer away from my friend around the corner, because the guy I know would have said to me, what's that stain there? Ooh, hang on a second. Is that ink? Okay, we're going to have to treat that differently, or I can't treat that. Whereas going to this new place, they had no investment in me. Again, I suppose in what I've been going through over the last month has given me so much perspective in life. Yeah. And you just think to yourself, am I going to lose it with a stranger over an item of clothing in this day and age? No, I'm not. So anyone who lives here in London may have seen on the tubes this company advertising. And basically, it's a box of fruit and vegetable that has been rejected by the supermarchés. And you can get them delivered to your home. I've always felt like a bit of an odd box myself. So this feels like the perfect addition to my week.
Love it.
So my odd box arrives. It arrives on a Friday evening. So forget pizzas. What?
Yeah.
You know?
And what an odd time for a delivery of your fruit and veg.
Completely. What they say is it's some way of saving the planet. Like they're doing it kind of off peak. And let me just tell you, what's in here this week. Look at that.
I was not expecting that.
So this, my friends, for those of you who can't see, which is everybody, this is a cucumber in the shape of a 7. Also, some little orange peppers, which are probably just a little bit too small. That's why they're in there. Some oranges, a small butternut squash, some lettuce leaves, and some carrots and some pears. Now,
nice.
Health coach, what would you do with those things?
Okay, I know something. So you get your butternut squash and you cut it in half, long ways. Open it out so that you've got two halves. Scoop out your seeds. Score it with a knife. Massage in some olive oil. Stick it in your oven for 40 minutes and bake it. Then get some like couscous or brown rice, some feta, spinach. You could put your cucumber in there and add that on top, salt and pepper, bit of extra virgin olive oil, and you have the most delicious butternut squash boat full of goodness.
That sounds delicious, and I'll do that this evening.
Will you? Will you send me a picture?
Yeah, of course I will. I always struggle with butternut squash because it's so hard to get into.
It takes ages to go off. So you're like, I'll be grand. And then you have it in your press for 6 months.
Yeah. So that's my doing something for the planet and also a little bit of excitement every Friday evening.
A cucumber in the shape of a 7. Like, how exciting can Fridays get? Now, I want to tell you, since we're talking about sustainability, saving the planet, all of these things that you're doing, I saw this trend on TikTok called... I'm not a big TikToker, are you?
Sorry, I was just going to say, you're on TikTok?
No, so I read about it.
Okay, yeah.
In Tbilisi, I was all about the everything bagel. Do you like everything bagels? So they're bagels with like all the onion, salt and like seeds and everything on the bagel. Yeah. So delicious. So here we're talking about an everything shower. And I thought that this would be interesting for you because, well, you don't have a bath.
Yeah. All right.
So apparently Gen Z are having everything showers. Have you heard of them?
Sounds like, are they having, what are they having in there? Sex?
Everything but, by the sounds right. of it. So it's basically a 2 to 4 hour long shower.
I know.
A disgrace for the environment. Now, in fairness, Gen Z are much more aware, aren't they, of the planet than we are. So maybe they don't leave the water running for the 4 hours.
Okay.
So in the everything shower, you literally do everything you need to do. And people are on TikTok saying they have never felt cleaner.
Let's break it down. Break it down. Are we talking about hair removal, like cutting your fingernails, your toenails, plucking your eyebrows, this kind of jazz?
Basically, there's a pre-shower. So that's your hair mask. Your dry brushing seems to be a big part of it, which I don't do. And I feel like I need to be a dry brusher, yes. if that's the expression. So you do all that stuff, hair mask, then you get into the shower. Like, we're even like doing that little blade thing and the little hairs at the side of your face.
The granny hairs. Yeah.
Do you do that?
I do, yeah. I've got one that comes up in the bottom of my chin and I take such pleasure in harvesting it every quarter.
It makes me feel so sick because Joanne and Vogue are always talking about it. They call it the banjo string.
Disgusting.
So gross. Like sometimes I just randomly think about it in the middle of the day and feel like barfing. So the everything shower is like full self-care. And I thought that you'd be interested in it because it's, you know, it's not a bath, but you still have the feeling of, I suppose, bathing.
So two things I'd like to say here. One, in London, I have a seat. A nana seat in my shower because an old lady used to live here once upon a time. So bingo, that sounds like an everything shower could be quite pleasurable. Second of all, yeah. Eileen Solon, the OG soul sister, got in touch with me to say that she and Des, me da, are now in the market for a massive shower to replace the bath in my family home because my parents are getting on and sure, climbing, swinging the leg over the bath to get into the shower is just not, it's not the future for them. Mm-hmm. So my mum sent me a text message genuinely and said, sorry, Claire, we're going to get rid of the bath.
Oh, jeez. You just can't catch a break.
I can't catch a break. So look, this TikTok trend, this TikTok trend has come just in time for Nana Solon. Woo!
Now I can imagine you in your apartment now on a Friday night, your odd box arrives. Your little cucumber. And then you'd have your everything shower.
No innuendo there.
Absolutely not. None. So there you have it, an everything shower. So I'm going to send you a list of what you do and I'm going to check in and see if you have your everything shower by next week.
I will for sure be doing that. And look, I just brought this to talk about as well. And I think this is something that I could do in my everything shower. Have you any idea what this is? Describe what this is, what you see on the screen.
Well, it looks like one of those things you pick up ice with.
Oh, yes. Very good. Like a little tongs. It looks like a tongs for the ice, doesn't it?
Yeah. Where are you putting those tongs?
Where are you putting those tongs, as I said to the Gen Zers? Where are you putting them? I'll tell you where I'm putting it. This is actually a tongue scraper.
Oh.
This is a tongue scraper. So, you know, I've talked about Ayurveda before. And this was one of the things that was recommended to me when I got into Ayurveda first. So while we sleep, right, our body emits, I'm reading this from the internet and I don't think I'm really brainy. Our body emits toxins through our tongue in order to reject them from our body. It's part of the body's natural detoxification process. But when the toxins obviously land on the tongue and you wake up in the morning and you're like, ugh, many of us down a pint of water or just, you know, go have breakfast or maybe brush our teeth. But what you're doing then is you're actually swallowing the toxins, which the tongue has so kindly gathered for you to get rid of. And we don't actually get rid of them.
Whoa.
So this tongue scraper, honestly, I do it twice a day. I do it once in the morning before I brush and then before I brush at night as well. It's one of those habits, those good habits that I have in life that I really feel is doing me some good. And you know what? In a kind of a sick and twisted way, it's very satisfying to watch what goes down the plug hole.
Oh, that's sick. Did Colgate send you that?
No, but I'm sure Colgate would be delighted to hear that I added this to my regime, wouldn't they?
Yeah, well, you win student soul sister of the week in Colgate's eyes. But this, when you say that, that's funny because it's taken me back to when I was in my recovery from cancer and I was so anal about my health and was a bit OTT. I wrote about it in my book. Mm-hmm. But every morning when my alarm would go off at 4:30 and I'd get into the shower, I used to put a big scoop of coconut oil in my mouth. And I would do oil pulling in the morning.
Yes.
So as I had my shower, so for 5 minutes, the oil would melt in my mouth and I'd swish it around my mouth. And then when I got out, I would spit it all out. And the reason I did that is because I heard Giselle did it.
Oh my God, I thought you were going to say like, because my oncologist told me it was good for... No, just Giselle. I heard Giselle was doing it and I thought, well, get me on that trend.
Because she is so healthy. But I've heard, now don't take my recommendation to start doing that because I've heard some benefits, but also what's the opposite of benefits?
Drawbacks.
Yes, drawbacks. So definitely before you do this, make sure to check it out yourself and read up all about it. But it is definitely something that I did for about a year.
I actually do some oil pulling in the morning also, and I use sesame oil.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. And it's amazing when you put the sesame oil in, it's one color. And then when you swish it around for 10 minutes and you spit it out into the bin, it's a completely different color. So that for me is proof that whatever toxins and stuff is in my mouth is now leaving. So yeah, do your research on both of these trends. But certainly I must say I swear by both of them.
By the way, this room isn't finished either.
Why don't you just work with somebody who you can just like...
No, in fairness, Aileen Shanley is doing it for me because she came out to my house and she was like, right. She's like, I thought you just wanted a couch. I was like...
Well, now that you're here, Aileen.
Yeah, I didn't want to actually think about how bad it was. So she's like, oh God, Jesus. Here, you need a few lamps as well.
Oh, just love someone taking charge. That's what I'm looking for in a partner. Someone to come in here and go... there's a couple of things you need to do. We're going to get it done. I'm like, oh, yes.
And would you just be like, yeah, just do whatever?
Absolutely. 100%. Make it go away. You do you. Don't even know your surname. Not even in a relationship with you. You've got ideas for here. Go ahead, please. It's your canvas.
I don't even remember liking your profile, but just take it away.
What's your name again? What is your name again? Sam. Nice one. Okay, Sam, please do your worst.
You're no Dave, but you'll do. Then you can be like, any ideas what I could do with this cucumber?
What would you do with this seven-shaped cucumber?
Colgate Max White Ultra is a toothpaste with clinically proven unique technology that actually does whiten your teeth in just 3 days. And better yet, it's safe for your enamel. With Colgate, you can feel confident and empowered for the ultra small moments in your life. So Claire, I want to hear, did you have an ultra small moment this week?
Yeah, like just the one. As I said, 'twas a week of irritation, but there was one golden moment in that week and it was down to the Soul Sisters. Me and the Soul Sisters, the single Soul Sisters, got together for week one of our dating challenge and we gathered, we laughed, we shed some tears. And truly, I think I can speak for all of us when I say that the fun and the empowerment was like emanating from the screen. It was amazing.
Oh, that's exactly what we're after, Claire. So live in the moment and be your most authentic self with thanks to Colgate Max White Ultra, available in all major Irish retailers and on sale for half price in Super Value until the 1st of November.
Right, shall we get into this? Shall we get into our Soul Sisters dating challenge?
Yeah, so Tali is teaching me so much about mindfulness during our feeding journey in the middle of the night, because I have to use two hands feeding her. I think I told you last week, I can't be on my phone.
Yes.
And I don't want to put on a podcast or anything because I don't want her to think it's the daytime. So I sit there in silence. And sometimes, Claire, I think about you. And what I was thinking about during the week, one of the nights, was, does Claire want to meet someone? I feel like your life is so full. You're educating yourself every day. You're on such an incredible journey with yourself. You fill your life with things that you love to do. Are you enough for yourself, or are you excited to date?
Really interesting that you should say that. And I think we should listen to Emer's tip this week because it's directly related to that.
I can't believe that, Claire. And Emer, just for anyone who's maybe just tuning in today, is your dating coach. So I'm going to listen to this clip right now for the first time.
Do you ever say, I'm fine being single? Yes, you're capable of being on your own, but is it what you want? If you're wearing I'm fine as a cloak to hide disappointment, then it might be time to drop it. It's okay. And actually really brave to say I want to find somebody and to work at it.
So in answer to your question, I'm lonely and I really want to meet somebody.
Okay.
And what's lovely about this group dating challenge that we're doing with the Soul Sisters is I realize I'm not on my own. So seven of us gathered on Zoom on Tuesday night, never met before, but knew that we were all in a community of Soul Sisters, and we had a common goal, which was to get off the shelf and get into the right cupboard. So all of us introduced ourselves, and there were a few tears, there were some laughs, and Emer talked us through making the decision to not be the single one for the rest of our lives. Like, do you want change? Yes. Are you willing to look at your life through a lens perhaps that you've never looked at it before? And are you in a space where you love yourself enough to say that you will be of benefit and really improve and enhance the life of a partner?
Wow.
So we all were scribbling furiously. Emer was giving us some journaling prompts, and I came off the call and I immediately jumped on Instagram to see if I could find all of the Soul Sisters to make sure that we were following each other. And honestly, it was so good. It was so, I have lots of friends, but most of them are in relationships, and not many of them are single anymore. And it was so good to have a conversation about dating with a bunch of girls who were in exactly the same position as me. Lots of them were talking about the things that they found difficult, or the pitfalls of dating, or the stuff that they've done wrong in the past. And it was like looking in the mirror.
Like, if I said to you, what was the worst date you've ever been on, would one jump out at
yeah,
you?
Yeah, immediately.
Oh my God, tell
immediately.
Me.
I think I may have told you this before, but I went to a restaurant on Dawson Street with a guy, and I went to the bathroom because I ordered a duck salad with what I thought was red peppers. They were chilies. There was so many chilies, and I put so many of them into my mouth thinking they were peppers. And I had to go to the bathroom and just like take a moment to deal with the fire that was in my mouth. While I was in the bathroom dying, he was being chatted up by the waitress. And when I came back, genuinely, I felt like I was interrupting their conversation.
No.
They both kind of looked at me like, oh, hi, you're back. Yes. Okay. Sorry. Normal services resumed. Oh.
What happens at the end? Do you like go outside the restaurant and just go your separate ways then?
Do you know what? I don't think. I think I went home with that guy that night, and I should have walked the fuck away. But I abandoned myself so many times when it came to men. Like, so many times I would just let things wash. I was like, you know what? What would a cool girl do? A cool girl would just be like, yeah, no problem. That's fine. That's cool. I'm going to let that slide. And I did that continuously. And as a consequence, I always ended up alone because I never honored myself in those situations.
You must feel like an entirely different person now.
I feel like a completely different person. And I know my coach and mentor is looking down on me now going, go on, girl, get yourself out there. So this week's recommends, what have you got, Georgie?
Oh, well, do I have a treat for you and the Soul Sisters. Do you know Jess Redden?
Yes, she of Rob Kearney fame, right?
Yeah, the beautiful, beautiful pharmacist, stunningly gorgeous girl inside and out. She's an amazing follow on Instagram, and she has just released her first book called The Food Pharmacy, with easy, delicious, nutritious recipes to fuel good health. So this isn't just a recipe book. You go through it and there's lots of like really important information. But the recipes in this are exactly what I need right now, because I'm at that stage of the year where I just want bowls of food with like really nice, nourishing things. She has a fish pie, which I have been craving since I went to Georgia. A bean and kale ragu, which...
Oh, sounds delish.
You know, 10 years ago, I would have ran away from that. And that is exactly what I need right now. Salmon and salsa pita pockets, like just really gorgeous recipes. Super greens omelette. She talks about skin health. There is desserts in there, fish curries. Mm. This is a book that will get you through the winter months. So congratulations, Jess, on your beautiful book. And she's just had a baby and everything. She's getting a lot of 5-star moments these days, and she deserves them because, as I said, she is the most beautiful person on the inside and out. So I will link her gorgeous book in the show notes. And as I said, this book will get you through the winter.
Nice.
So back to health coaching and our Soul Sisters health coach, Claire McKenna, friend of the show. She is talking about food. It's weird, isn't it? As we move into this time, we're kind of focusing on nourishing ourselves. Now, this from Claire is, I feel like, not only a health tip, but it's a mammy tip, an Irish mammy tip. And as we come into the colder months and we're looking to nourish ourselves, this is exactly what we need to hear. So she said home cooking is a big part of our health journey. I know, Claire, you've discovered that over the last year and a half, but it can be tricky to find time in our busy lives. But Claire says commit to one new recipe per week for either breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And I really like this because I think one a week is really manageable. So she says, stick on a podcast, music you love, and follow that recipe, either a new one or an old favorite. Make double and freeze the extra. And next week you will have a freezer dinner plus another new recipe that you do that week. She says, make sure to sit down, enjoy your food. It's so important for our digestion, and food can bring joy if we're present. While there's always time for phoning a pizza, she must have listened to our podcast last week. And there is great joy in there too. Taking the time to nourish yourself from your kitchen can transform how you feel. So I love that. That's a little tip for the Soul Sisters this week. One new recipe for either breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
That's a great little tip, that is. And it's easily done. So nice one, Claire.
Yeah, thanks, Claire. And as always, we will link Claire's Instagram in the show notes.
Okay, well, that's all we have time for this week. What's on your horizon? Because what's on my horizon is a trip to India.
I'm so jealous.
No, I think everybody who knows me is. I'm heading away for 2 weeks up into the Himalayas on a meditation retreat. Namaste, my friends.
Well, I'm still waiting on my invitation to come to India with you, Claire.
Do you know what? I mean, it was likely that you could have come to India with me, but then you just have this new little bundle of joy to deal with. I don't think Jamie would be that pleased if you were like, do you know what, Jay? I was actually thinking I might just head up the Himalayas. What do you think? Just for a couple of weeks.
I actually don't think he'd be too annoyed because he'd have the couch all to himself. till we get a new one.
That's true. He might be pissed off doing every single feed every night, but at least he'd have the couch.
So on the horizon this week. Oh, I forgot to tell you, I got nominated for a freaking book award.
Go on.
The Irish Book Awards Lifestyle Book of the Year.
Oh, glow, hello.
That's what I should have called it. Do you know what? I made 2023 the year of my baby and my book. And you know that I not sacrificed, but turned my attention away from so much of the business to focus on my book. So I came home. This is such a crazy story. I came home on Wednesday. The next day I woke up, it was October the 19th. I had my baby in my arms in my kitchen, which I had been visualizing for so long. And then I got the call that I'd been nominated for an award for my book. And on the 19th of October, 2017, my cancer was removed from my body.
Wow.
And it was such a huge day for me. And you know what? It made me think, where you focus your attention grows. Is that the...
That's a great line. Yeah. Where your focus goes, your... Something grows. Hold on. Hold on now. We'll get it. Hold on a moment.
I have baby brain. I keep saying random words to Jamie, like, I'd say, did you get the sheep? And he'd be like, what? And I'd be like, oh my God, I mean, did you get the bottle? I keep saying random words instead of other words.
That's really funny.
So what's my phrase?
Where your focus goes, energy flows.
Where your focus goes, energy flows. Yes. So I made so much of my focus about my baby and my book over the last 18 months. And to see it all happen, it was just such a huge moment, because on the 19th of October 2017, my cancer was removed, and obviously I was so happy because it felt like a new beginning. And just to see the payoff still, like 6 years later, amazing things happening in my life. I just hope that if anyone is listening that is going through a really, really tough time, to know that your life will get better again. I promise you.
It's hard when you're in the eye of the storm, but you just have to think it will pass. It will pass.
And I know that you're going through such a tough time, and you're showing up here every week, putting on such a brave face and putting yourself out there with the dating. Like, you are, I hope you're giving yourself credit for the leaps you are taking in the middle of such a difficult time. And I hope India, I feel like there could be a big release for you coming. Like, I feel like you have a lot to release and a lot. Maybe you need to go up and scream on top of a mountain and let it all out. I feel like that's still to come for you. But I hope that you know that we all are holding you and love you so much.
Oh, I really appreciate that. I completely agree. There's definitely a massive release coming for me up there, and a beginning of a brand new chapter, I think. What a beautiful way to end. Well, that's it, Soul Sisters. We will see you next Tuesday. Don't forget, you can get us on the gram. I'm at Claire Solon. And Georgie, you are?
Georgie.Crawford. And if you'd like to leave us a review of the podcast, that really helps. Hit the subscribe button so that it lands in your little podcast app, you know, every Tuesday. You don't have to go looking for it. And that really helps our podcast grow. So thank you so much for all the support.
Okay, well, we'll see you next week.